This is Scientific American's 60-Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? Urban gentrification is thought to happen like this. Artists move into lower-income neighborhoods looking for cheap gallery and living space.
So they move into these neighborhoods and they make these neighborhoods really pleasant to live in. They kind of create a nice kind of buzzy scene.
Chinooki Sarasinya, a data scientist at the Warwick Business School in the UK. Next, she says, come the hip cafes and shops.
Well, what happens is, of course, other people are also then attracted to move into these areas. So the demand for these places increase. The housing prices then go up.
So the story goes. But Sarasinya and her colleagues wanted to see if online data told the same story. So they analyzed 4.5 million photos uploaded to Flickr from 2004 to 2013, each of them geotagged somewhere in London. Then they tallied how many of each neighborhood's photos were tagged art. And they found that neighborhoods with a higher proportion of art-tagged photos actually did see a higher spike in property prices during the study period. The results are in the journal Royal Society Open Science. Foursquare and Twitter data can also track gentrification trends, as another recent study showed. But the link here isn't necessarily predictive. Maybe neighborhoods with rising prices just attract more photo-tagging art enthusiasts.
That's why I wouldn't say, go out and buy a house in an arty neighborhood. You're going to be rich in 5 years' time. Because sometimes there could be other factors that are involved.
But the connection does suggest your photos and social media posts can be used for more than bragging about your brunch.
Sharing this data can be so valuable for academic research. We can actually use this data to do something good in the world.
Like giving local organizations and urban planners a better look at how and why cities change. And all you got to do is add a few tags.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60-Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.